It's a bad day for American Jewry when being anti-Israel helps candidates get elected. Jews are up in arms at this development, as they should be. When three Israel-hating Democratic Socialist candidates win hotly contested House primaries in New York City, backed by Israel-hating Mayor Zoran Mamdani, we should be alarmed. But if all we do is focus on the assault on Israel, we'll be making a big mistake. That's because the Democratic Socialist assault is, above all, on America. Attacking Israel these days is low risk. It's a lot riskier to admit that your policies undermine the American dream. How so? However cleverly they are masked, socialist policies are the antithesis of the American creed. This was artfully displayed by Mayor Mamdani in his inaugural message, to replace the frigidity of rugged individualism with the warmth of collectivism. That sounds so warm and cuddly, doesn't it? Yes, but Mamdani will never tell you that it was rugged individualism that propelled his own rise to the top of New York politics. It was raw ambition and hard work and relentless networking, pillars of American liberty, that made him a winner. Had he relied on the warmth of collectivism, he'd still be making hip-hop videos. The savvy mayor knows that cuddly collectivism may help him get votes, but it's personal agency that gave him his American dream. Socialists don't want you to know that. Admitting that rugged individualism fires up our American dreams would only undermine their own American dreams. It's not cuddly collectivism that took these socialists to their victories. It's moxie. It's confidence. It's the American creed of making things happen. It's everything their policies discourage. It's not cuddly collectivism that helped Bernie Sanders buy his private homes and travel in luxury. It's the freedom to take advantage of opportunities, knowing that he lives in a country that rewards hard work. Of course, hard work, and taking advantage of opportunities, are not ideas that work on the campaign trail. You're better off promising a sexy Marxist revolution that demands nothing of voters. Hang out at Starbucks all day while we'll give you free groceries and freeze your rent. A socialist like Daria Liza Avila Chevalier indeed hates Israel, but it's a lot worse than that. When she says, no, more, police, at, all, ever, insisting that, a world without borders, just like a world without prisons or police, is possible, necessary, and the only moral way forward, or brags that, I forgot to get napkins so I just wiped my face on the American flag behind me, that is blatant and shameless anti-Americanism. As Noah Rothman writes in National Review Online, what tethers these Democratic Socialists of America candidates is not their shared hatred of the Jews or the banks or the moneyed and propertied classes. They hate America and the West. Marxian revolutionaries do not stop. They must consume continually, find new enemies to demonize and scapegoat. It is a hate group masquerading as a political movement. Their hatred of Israel is making all the noise, but it's their hatred of America that is most dangerous. Jews are left in an awkward position. Our natural reflex is to defend Israel against lies and call out the anti-Semitism spreading throughout the country. If Jews and Israel are getting attacked, then it's obvious we must defend them. I get that, but it'd be a blunder to stop there. Maybe it's not a coincidence that we're celebrating America's 250th anniversary this week. Jews would be wise to use this opportunity to reaffirm our love of America. When we take on socialist Israel haters like Chevalier and Mamdani, let's expose their anti-Americanism. Let's expose their hypocrisy. The American dream is good for me, but not for thee. Repairing the fraying U.S.-Israel relationship has become a top priority for the future of American Jewry. There's no better way to start that process than by showing how much we care for America. In other words, when we see Democratic Socialists undermining America and the American dream, the Jewish message to America must be, we have your back.